Poetry. Some of the below poems were written in the first years of our journey, 1979-82, when we knew nothing about purity, union, cleansing, freedom from sin, the kingdom, etc. These poems were written by Joan when she had her first revelations of him, the time of her first love. In awe and love, she would be unable to stand, even writing some of these lying on the floor. She had never written before, but overcome in love, the below words poured forth from her. She was not even aware they were poems until a friend identified them. Because the words speak of what we then didn't even know was possible, it is apparent most came from his spirit. From the Lord, each poem is a paper. One hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord, is one holy, one wonderful one, almighty, one glorious one. Hear, O Lord, my cry, to thee out of the many that war within me, make me one with thee, my God, my God. Rocks the hills with his thunder, my God. Pounds the shore with his might, my God. Hurled the stars through the heavens. And my God walked the earth as a child, hundreds of glorious. Angels sang, as you crossed o'er from heaven, angels sang, as you came to set free, angels sang, as you brought to us your life, angels sang, that in you we might be our mind. Our mind is our master, a ravening beast. It keeps us enslaved, it keeps us from you. Put it aside, put it away, moments and minutes and hours and days. Your power is with us, your power and your grace. Till you are not obscured, till you are not left, then there is silence, then there is peace, and you are there, and you are there, and you are there, always there. Peace, the softness of the presence, which caresses like a warm breeze, sustains in times of trial, soothes with a gentle hand, not the ecstasy of joy, neither the desert of absence, but the peace which passes all understanding. You are with me, and I can smile upon this life bloom. When we come to you, we bloom like a bud in the springtime of the year, like a rose in the summer of its lie. We lift from in the earth to meet the light, and we are no more what we were, but part of you. Lead me, thou art all holy. O my Lord, lead me to give to you and my brother. Lead me to serve you and my brother. Lead me to love you and my brother. Thou art all in all. O my Lord, lead me, my times are in your hands, and all my days in your keeping. You lift my feet from the stone, and take my hand in the darkness. Your meadows and woods are mine, and your waters flow through my heart. You are the glory and the love of all eternity, and I belong to you. Forever you wash my feet with your love, and my soul with your spirit. Lord of glory, Lord of glory, you shine through the dark, shine in that secret place, shine in our heart. Lord of glory, you breathe out your love, breathe on our spirits, life breathe on our souls. Lord of glory, you caress us within, and we are in you, my Lord, and you are in him. Quiet time, the pleasures and cares of this world must not be allowed to take the quiet time, the quiet time, the quiet time with you. I know you through the wonder of your world, and thirst for more. I sing to you your praises, and you fill me with your love. I soar to meet your glory and fall before your presence. The quiet time, the quiet time, the quiet time you made me. You made me, I saw you form me from the clay, and stooped to stand me on my feet, and then stayed there being close to help me walk with you. How could I not trust you, God? God is a name we use to identify you, as if to describe a species set apart. But the essence of your being, absolute purity in all your parts, what you are in all your glory, gentle, patient, peaceful, loving, make you only in all creation worthy of worship and devotion. And so I fall before your brilliance in adoration of your being, and call you humbly from within me what you are. In truth, my God, lead me, prune me, use me, take me, cleave, cleave to me, and I will never leave you. Cleave to me, and I will show you love. Cleave to me, and I will fill you with me. Cleave to me, and I will bring you home. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to thee, my Lord. Hallelujah to thee, my King, that thou would show us thyself, that thou would show us thy name. Hallelujah to thee, my Lord. Hallelujah to thee, my King, that thou, holy God, thou almighty, would walk this day with me. Touch you, I feel you in the things within your world, the gurgle of a brook, and a mighty ocean wave the scent of a rose, and its touch upon my face, the mighty mountain's proclamation to the endless sky. A wise old tree, where I can lean and feel your love lift, high I hold your hand, as I travel through this life. And touch you in the things within your world, trust you bade me to ask for more trust of thee than you gave me to trust, to set me free keys, would that I could see life through your eyes, all that's best in every situation, would that I could think on thoughts as you, gentle, humble, patient in reflection, would that I could feel as your heart teaches joy and peace and love for all mankind. Then could I live fully in your kingdom by your grace and spirit. Let it be, guardian, there is no need to fear from the enemy, there is no need to hide in the dark, there is no need to cower in corners. There is no need, because he does hark. The Lord is my strength, he is my shield. The Lord does battle by the glory of his name. The Lord is my light, he is my guardian. He frees me by the promise that he will never leave thee. Thee is a word that gives wings to my spirit. Thee is a word that carries me and high. Thee is a word that breaks open the heavens. Thee is a word, glorious, holy word of life. Take me, and fill me with thy spirit. Take me, and shape me with thy love. Take me, and make all that you will no thought, no wish. No breath in life but yours cross the winds howl, and the rains beat down, and temptation opens to swallow my life. To the cross I flee, anchored to it. In hope to thy power I cling, waiting thy grace and love. And the winds calm and the sea in me stills, and Easter comes up in the light of thy face. Stillness thou be holy. And at thy feet we fall, for we are flesh, and we are sinful men. But thou lift us in arms of sparkling glory, and carry us to a place we could not go, a place to be with thee in stillness. Breathless, timeless gentleness and light, only you can give me courage, only you can make me stand, only you can draw me to you. And only you take me to him, please, please. Just you take away the wants and wishes, please. Just you take away the fears and doubts, please. Just you take away all of the anger, please. Just you take my heart for all times. Now faith, a caterpillar, is touched and yearns to fly to you, yet you force it not nor spin it. The cocoon, does it ever think to crash out and turn back? Or fear that you can really change it hence? Help me to soar wrapped in the arms of faith, till you can make me as you would have me be. Out of you is light. And that is where the life is. Out of you is faith, which grows the more we see. Out of you is grace, that covers and protects us. Out of you is hope, by which we come to be. You are the love. Where you dwell, what you do, who you are, bring us to be like you, to see and feel and touch you, united with you in life, as true and pure as you draw us. Draw us onward to be with you and live to you. To be pleasing to you forever, when we see you as you are lying. The spirit of truth is power and cleanness. The spirit of lying is the destroyer of right. What will it be? Where will it lead you? The choice is there time after time. One is filthy, the other is freedom. What will you choose? Who will you be? He stands before me. He stands before me in stillness. In power he stands before me, my Lord. My King, he stands before me in all his beauty. He stands before me and I am no more obedient. All you asked, if I wish to walk right before you, and waken me up to what life could be. Each step directed my eyes, as yours see, breath stopping, awestruck, poured out to thee repentance, with remission of sins. Repent, said he, for you have wounded you. Repent, said he, for you have wounded me. Repent, said he, and I will reveal yourself. Repent, said he, and I will reveal me. Repent, said he, and I will cleanse your sin, and I will break your bondage, and I will free your soul. Repent, said he, and I will draw you to me. Repent, said he, and I will draw near you. Repent, said he, and I will take your hand. Repent, said he, and I will make you love. Repent, said he, and I will bring the kingdom, and I will bring my fruits, and I will bring new man. Repent, said he, and I will show my glory. Repent, said he, and I will make us one. Christmas, you laid aside the honor of King Universal. You laid aside the worship of heavenly throngs. You laid aside the peace and joy of heaven, and crept in as a child upon this globe. You laid aside the might that formed the heavens. You laid aside the glory of all your. You laid aside the dominion of all existence, and reached out from a cradle in the straw. Friend, the Holy Spirit of God walks with me. He lightens my step and lifts my heart. He is Jesus, who walked the hills of Galilee and gave me a glimpse through the door of heaven. He is my God, who walked with me in the garden and loves me through all times. My soul doth sing with his glory and his love. My hunger and thirst are filled with the water of his spirit. The Holy Spirit of God is the light of my life, and he is my friend forever. Prayer, how can I tell you of my love for you? It lifts from deep within and soars to meet your glory. It breaks as rising waves upon the brilliance of your holiness. It carries me on high to mingle with your love. My heart is stilled, my breath is gone, my spirit here no more. Take me, my Lord, to ever soar, held gently in your love. Adoration, when I sink at last before the glory of your presence, when I come to you out of this world's flights and falls, when I sing to you my soul's humble adoration, you reach down and bathe me in your love. Thy will, life, to live to thy good pleasure, is a love song forever. When I leave you, when I leave you, and wander after my own concerns and hurts, when I journey to a land to try things on my own, I get caught in webs of loneliness and sorrow. But when I wake and turn my footsteps home once more, you are there running out to meet me with your love. Free will, oh, my God and hope, my beloved above all others, my King, whom I adore, my everlasting love, that thou would create me with something thou desireth, that thou, my Lord, would treasure my gift above all others. You gave me life and breath and all your glorious loving, but none of these is precious as that most holy gift, for thou hast given me free will of all thy creatures. And with that I can give myself, and all my love, all praise to you, my glory, who has all and gives all to me, that thou would leave me a treasure that I can give to you. Yearn, I yearn for you. Lord, I yearn to worship you in spirit, I yearn for you. Lord, I yearn to know you through your words, I yearn for you. Lord, I yearn to follow all that's your way, I yearn for you. Lord, I yearn each breath to love you more. You are my Father, I recognized you of a sudden, and find such belonging in the knowing. Glimpse, we pray thee to show us of thy holy glory. We pray to know thee in all of thy parts. We pray thee to feed us with the food of thy person. Yet, when we glimpse thee on our face, we must fall. I have tasted of thee, and thou art like oil to my soul. Thou art there, thou art there. When I fly up to meet thee, thou art there. When I descend to the depths, thou art there. When I walk through this lifetime, thou art there. And in thee can I trust, giving the blessing of giving our will to another, the blessing of giving to another's desire. The blessing of thinking of another before self is the blessing of giving our will to God, when we will submit and think of another as a practice to make our will subside. And when we shall give to what is before us, our hearts shall be pure, and we shall see God alone. The times alone with you make up the moments of my life, the communion, and the love lift up where I always would dwell, to encircle me within your arms, my cheek upon your chest, to walk with you, my hand in yours, my head laid down to rest. Your love flows out and fills me so that I have more to share. What you give to me is so much more than ever I could dare. The times I have alone with you make precious my life. Here courage, courage calls up pictures of soldiers and dragons, but thou show us courage as patient and kind, as turning from worry and self-centered longings, as turning to trust and acceptance of thine, always looking up to thy goodness and wisdom, praying not fainting, till thy coming ends time, Son, O my Lord. My soul, my beloved above all others, you wrap me in your love and cover me in your essence. You spirit me away and take me to another. How can I magnify you when you have already been? You came to take our hands and lift us from our dying. You lead us through the desert and cleanse us from ourselves. You mingle with our souls and carry us in the darkness. All glory to God on high, and on earth hope to men. Light, the evil is a separate part and tries to raise its ugly head, but I sink back into your arms and watch it as it flees the light. And know if this can happen once, it can happen for all time. Home, when thou dost come and fill this body, when thou drivest out all of the old, then we will reside again in thy paradise. This life passed away, made new in thy love. Thou art the kingdom, thou art the light, thou art the city of the glory of God. We shall behold no more all our sorrows, thy face we shall see, and we shall be home. Come, come thou, my Lord, our bridegroom eternal. What more could we want than to have you here with us? Rejoice, you his nations celebrate. In his nearness, how blessed are we now and forever. Prepare him a feast of ourselves and our giving. Come thou, my Lord, and take us to you, precious, when I resign my will to yours. All that comes to me is of you. Whenever I give my life to it, it covers me and leads me your sight, your way, your plan, your all-seeing, all-knowing wisdom is brought to me. When I wait is brought to me as your gift, it is precious. Your will, it is holy, it guides us and molds us and keeps us, make us to live so within it that we come to its wholeness to you. With you, when you touch me, all else recedes. This place, this time, this life, I am with you alone once more. Whenever you draw near, it is my joy. This time with you, it is my breath and being. Cleanse me, refine me to purity, that I may never leave the union. The truth, show me the truth, what's in my heart and what's in yours, by your spirit to lead to all truth, how to follow, how to love, and by your light, how to die to want it and see it and speak it. The truth as the guide to light my feet, show me the truth, for that is you, to be free from sin, to love thy will. Not mine, thy will not mine is a place to take my cares. Thy will not mine is a place to leave my wants. Thy will not mine is a place to lay my head down. Thy will not mine is a place to leave my life. Tyrant, the tyrant is Adam, the tyrant is man, the tyrant is the murderous mind. The mind is menace, the mind is death, the mind is the perpetuation of all that is selfishness. When we went off to follow the mind, pretending to be God, pretending to be worshipped, we left goodness, we left right, we left him, and all that. Go back to the garden, go back to seeing, go back to freedom, to the paradise of God. You are God's, you mesmerize us with your beauty. You mesmerize us with your words, you mesmerize us with your grandeur. You mesmerize us with your face drawn so close that we cannot move, drawn so close that we cannot even blink, we still exist. A far removed whiff, but you blot out all life, you obscure even breath, the whiff of us exists for you, it is there. But for us there is finally only you, only you, only you, until finally, until finally, until finally, we are you then, and now I am a follower of Christ then, and now I walk with him through the dusty roads of the world. I am in awe of his miracles and his words. And his love through his holy words, I can be there with him to see the person he was. And as I am Peter, who could walk on water for a moment and then fell from his own fear, I am afraid my own boat in this world will sink even though he is in it with me. I am Mary, who washed his feet with my tears, and I am with them when he washed my feet with his love. I am John, who stands beneath the cross and sees his ultimate gift of love, and runs with him to the tomb which is empty of all death. Always I have had him explain great mysteries of another way of life, another world to me, and I have seen that we can once again dwell with God. In love, it is a new world when he is in it, and only a taste of being with him for all times I walk with him, who is with us always. Absence, oh the pain, when I am absent from you. I board a vehicle of doubt and self-will and unforgiveness, and travel to a desert, where there is no water to avoid, where there is no light to land, where there is no life. Rededication and rejuvenation and realization often accompany me, and so I am thankful for the journey. But I am so weary and lost without your peace and your joy. I am sustained because I know when I turn my footsteps home, once more you will be waiting, for you have promised. You will never leave me. The Lord of the universe helps me find my glasses. How much more will he help me find his way? All the myriad of things you have made are to me such an awesome wonder. The fish of a million hues, and the waves that roar like thunder, the glory of bamboo and redwood, and the flowers both great and small, the stars strewn throughout the heavens, and the crash of the sea at dawn. But oh, holy Lord, thou eternal, not one of thy creatures is seen when compared with the light of thy brilliance that shines from without thy face, for in thee rests all of glory, all past, all now, all to come. Touch us, that we might know thee and have life in thy love at last. Within us is another world, a temple, and a cross. We come to him within that world to adore him. Repent and be changed. It is the road, the narrow road that takes us to our Lord. We must but come and wait on him till he frees us from our flesh, the drawing near to hear and see the way we are and can be to stand in the light, while we see our heart and are changed by his power and grace out of darkness, free from sin, to live pure. With him in love, the kingdom is within us, there to be with him and to see him. Why would we ever want to be other than there with him as one? He gives when he knocks. If we will open, he gives his life and all he is, words and teachings showing, cleansing, every moment, every day, in our goings and our stayings, when we stand and when we sit, when we wait in silence, trusting, drawing, keeping, leading, loving, always watching in us, bring us to him, to see him, to be him, one with him, a new creation. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift, the Lord's Prayer. This is not an ordinary prayer. But then he gave it to us as a model of the way we should commune with him. How gracious he is, that he would show us in a few simple words the way most pleasing to him, how we should come into his presence, and how to live our lives. Father, to call you Father has in it such wonder that we of flesh could ever be your children. Your holiness and glory are so far removed from us, from all that we by nature tend to be, but you came down and put your arms around us and carried us to you on wings of love. And so we do most humbly call you Father, while you see us as we can be through love. Thy will is like a rose in summer. It blooms into something beauteous to see if we will. But give our will to yours, we too will bloom to purity. Trespasses as the day ends, and I walk back through it with you. I can see it through your all-loving eyes. None has wronged me when I see with your clear vision. Thankful am I that you see me through those eyes. Forever your kingdom is beauteous. Oh my Lord, your power, we cannot even picture. Your glory shines through all eternity, and we would see them all and dwell with the forever kingdom. Bring thy kingdom into our hearts. Let us sing out our love to your glory. Let us sing out our love to our brothers. Let us give ourselves to your pleasure. Let us give ourselves to each other. Pour your sweet love over our lives and make us as you'd have us to be. Bread, you are the bread which sustains us in life. We feed on your life, your words, and your love. You offer yourself as the food for our growing. We follow after down life's dusty roads. Feed us, my King, with your truth and your spirit. All else will follow with you as our Lord. Temptation, let us not be tempted to stray from off your path. Let not our pride or resentment lead us hence. Keep us safe with feet toward you drawing. Bring us at last to kneel before your love. Addition by hall below, a gift to you in return. Love, you left your throne and all its power to redeem us from our slavery to sin. You gave us our life on the earth, and now offer us life in the heavens. Help us to give to you in return our selfish nature to its final death. Show us how to follow your lead, to crucify our passions and our flesh. Teach us how to live righteously, so it pleases you and your Father. Lead us in your footsteps, so we will succeed, not falter. So we can be one forever together in your kingdom of love and peace. So we may walk in your light, to serve you and your holy desires. Help us to give our lives to you, our lives as a living sacrifice, our gift to the Holy Child. That you may rule all our words and actions as our Master, eternal Lord, and King. When we look at another, we look not for them to serve us, but we look for us to be of service to them. Before in lust, we looked for them to do for us. Now in love, we look for us to do for them. For in them, we see you, and a mirror of ourselves, and we want to help rather than be helped. Thank you, our Father, thank you, my Savior, for giving yourself to me, so I can give of thee to them.